Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning. Tuesday, June the 20th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. A whopping 67 degrees and partly sunny skies here this morning in Marion. You know, this might be the warmest morning we've had in Marion this entire spring season. Now, you're here on a red letter day. Before I get to this, let me talk a little bit about the weather, because today is the last day of spring. The last day of spring. Now, tomorrow, June the 21st, will be the first day of summer, the day we have the longest daylight hours, the summer solstice. Now, I don't know what the weather people have been predicting. And I've long been in a fight with meteorologists about this. I don't know if they're saying that summer will come today. I don't know if they're saying it'll come tomorrow. I don't know if they're saying it'll come on Thursday. They like to switch it up. And I just don't like that, because I think that truly we just need a day. You know, it's like Memorial Day, it's like Labor Day, it's like July 4th. We just need a day. And June 21st is the first day of summer. Or autumn. Maybe you say autumn. That would be September 21st. First day of winter, December 21st. First day of spring, March 21st. So really, the first day of summer should be June 21st. Now, it very well might be that, but I have not talked to the meteorologist yet or seen any of the reports. Now, if anybody has, let me know, because I know they're kind of slinky, and they'll like to change it on you. So let me know if the date's been changed. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But for all intensive purposes of this show, the first day of summer will be tomorrow, June 21st, 2023. Are you excited for summer? You know, spring has kind of drug on here, and today's the last day of spring. Are you sad to see spring go away? Now, I would have to say that spring is probably my second favorite holiday, favorite season. Well, no, it's probably my first. You know, I like spring. I like autumn, then probably summer, then probably winter. Although, I do not dislike winter until after Christmas. The part of winter that I don't like is from January 1st through March 21st. That's the part of winter I don't like. When it's cold and there's nothing going on. So we're about to say goodbye to spring, and summer will be upon us tomorrow. And we'll have more daylight hours tomorrow than any other day of the year. And I'm excited, and I will be here tomorrow morning, probably saying the same thing, very similar to this. Although we'll try to change it up a little bit, because, you know, we try to keep a variance here on the program. Now, here is why I say today is a red letter day. Basically, because for the last 2 days, I have not really done anything out of the ordinary. Pretty much done regular stuff. And that's good. That means nothing bad is going on and all is well and everything's happy and everything's healthy and everything's going in the right direction. But here's the problem. If you have 2 days like that where nothing is really going on out of the ordinary, it's not good for doing a show like this, where you get up in the morning and you try to talk about what's going on in your life or what you see in the news or some something you heard or something you saw. And apparently, the last 2 days, I have heard, saw, seen nothing out of the ordinary. And I really have seen nothing in the news that's worth talking about. So here's what happened this morning. Every morning, I sit down, and it's because my memory shot, and I don't want to forget anything. So what I do is I make a little list of things I want to talk about at the top of the program that I hope are interesting, entertaining, you know, you never know, things I see in the last 24 hours. And for some reason, this morning, as I sat down to write this list, the well is dry. The well is dry. I really have nothing of any consequence to talk about. Now, again, this is good because it really means there's nothing bad going on in my life or everything's steady. But, again, the well is dry this morning. I really have nothing on my mind that I want to talk about. But when you're doing a show like this, and 8:15 is approaching in the morning, you realize that you have to come up with something to talk about. So, I did make a little list here this morning of things that I'm going to talk about. Now, really, these things have no consequence at all in life, but I think they're interesting topics. And I hope you will think so, too. Now, the first one, I guess the first one does have a little bit of consequence to it, and it actually was on my list before I realized I had nothing to say this morning. But the fair is coming up. The Marion County Fair will start 2 weeks from yesterday. And as I said yesterday, I found out recently that we definitely will be doing our broadcast from the Marion County Fair and hopefully some other things. Now, I don't really know yet exactly how we're going to be doing these broadcasts because I don't know if we'll be able to do the morning show from the fair or not. Now, there are two problems with doing the morning show from the fair. Number one, there's not a lot going on at the fair between 8 and 10 in the morning. Not a lot of people to interview, not a lot of people walking around. So 8 to 10 in the morning is not the best time to do a show from the fair. Also, number two, some of the buildings at the fair do not open until 9 o'clock, which is halfway through the morning show. So I would not be able to do the first hour from the fair if we are in a building where the doors are not unlocked until 9 o'clock. So more than likely, what will happen is each day that we are at the Marion County Fair, I will do the morning show from wherever I normally do the morning show, and then we will go over to the fair, and we will do another show from the fair sometime in the afternoon. Now, the time of that has not been set yet or figured out, but we'll figure that out as we get closer. We've still got 2 weeks to the Marion County Fair. Now, here's why the fair this year is going to be interesting. Number one, 2 years ago, I don't believe there was a fair because of the pandemic. And then last year, we went back to the fair, but really, it was right after I was going through my treatments. So it was kind of a different year at the fair last year. It was just a slower year at the fair. Well, now that I'm back up to full steam here, we're really going to do the fair like we used to do the fair. Have a lot of fun, interview a lot of people, see a lot of people, and you see just about everybody at the Marion County Fair at one point or another, because all the politicians are there, all the kids with their animals are there, people stay at the fair because they charge admission to go in and out. So you see a lot of people at the fair. Now, what this says to me is you can really do a lot of damage at the fair. You know, you can really have a lot of fun. You can really, I like the idea of reacquainting with people who I have not seen in a while. And then there are some people you don't want to see, who you don't want to reacquaint with, but you see them anyway because everybody's at the fair. So I'm looking forward to the Marion County Fair, and I think we'll have a lot of fun, and I think we'll have a very good list of guests, and I hope you stop by and see us if you're at the Marion County Fair or happen to be there. And again, I will let you know the times that we are going to be there as we get closer to the Marion County Fair. Now, remember, when we're at the fair, we can't take phone calls. So really, it's all based on the guest. And I'm sure we'll be doing giveaways and things like that while we're there. But at this point, I really don't know much more than that. I'll know more as we approach that particular date. Now, that's really the only thing on my list this morning that was of any consequence to this show. Now, here are the subjects I want to talk about just off the top of my head. And by the way, again, if anybody has anything to say, give me a buzz. Feel free to interrupt me at any point. We had some great conversation yesterday morning on the show. I enjoyed that. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Feel free to break in at any point if there's anything you would like to say. Now, here's something that has come to my attention the last few days. Now, I don't know why all of a sudden I've started to notice this. I think here's the reason. I think the reason I have started to notice this is because the weather is getting warmer. And when the weather gets warmer, people wear less clothes. It's just one of those things. When the weather gets warmer, people put on the shorts, and sometimes the shorts that are really short, and they start wearing shirts that have no sleeves in them and low-cut necks. And, you know, you just see a lot more of people in the summer. And for this reason, I think this is why I've noticed this. Is there anybody in the modern world now that does not have a tattoo? Now, I'm not necessarily against tattoos. Now, I don't have one. But it's fascinating to me how many people have them. Because in the winter, you really don't notice this a whole lot. Because people have long sleeves on, they have coats on, they have long jeans on or long pants on. But in the summer, you see it all. And it just seems like everybody's got a tattoo. People have tattoos on their forearms. People have tattoos on their underarms. People have tattoos on their face. They have them on their thighs. They have them on their calves. They have them everywhere. They have them on their necks. And, you know, I don't know what this phenomenon is. Because what is the real... See, here's what I want to do. I want to get behind the psychological reason that people have tattoos. Now, again, I'm not saying it's wrong, because I'm sure a lot of people listening this morning probably have tattoos. And that's fine. And I'm not condemning this in any way. I just want to know, what is the psychological reason for getting a tattoo? Because really, it's permanent. And it can change over time, because as you get older, the body does change. And also, as time goes on, I've seen these things start to fade. And you know, now I'm starting to notice people are putting a dog print on their arm if they lose a dog. They're putting initials of people who are no longer with us, who've went on to their reward on their body. See, here's, and I don't think this is going to happen, but if I go on to my reward at any time from here on out, I don't want to be the initials on anybody's body. To me, that does not seem like something that I would like. Now, I understand it's done in tribute, but I don't know. That to me just doesn't seem like a fitting tribute. And also, I see a lot of people having tattoos of their significant other on their body. Now, again, I think this is a mistake. Now, I understand that everybody thinks everything lasts forever. But once you put the tattoo of somebody, maybe you're married to, maybe you're dating, whatever, on your body, you're making a grievous error. Because that's there pretty much forever. Or it's going to cost some money to get rid of that thing. And I don't know that you should be putting other people's names on your body. I think that's going to be hard to explain to the next person who comes down through your life. So, does anybody have any thought on the whole tattoo craze? I really don't get it. More people have them than not now. I would feel safe in saying that. When I'm out in public, and heaven knows, people have tattoos in places I can't see them. So there's probably more tattooed people than I even realize. But what do you think it is that drives people to get a tattoo? Is it bad body image? Is it trying to remember somebody who has went on to their reward? I would think that's a bad reminder. You know, when somebody dies, God bless their heart, you want to get past it in a way. I don't think you ever get over somebody dying, but you want to get past it. And I think if you have a tattoo of them on your body, you're going to see that constantly, and it's going to remind you of them. Now, that might be fine down the road, but right after they die, I would think that would be a sad moment. And not only a sad moment for you, but maybe a sad moment for somebody else who's missing that person. I think there should be some rule against that. In any event, phone lines are open if you have any opinions on this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Has anybody else noticed this? But you got to understand, I'm a people watcher too. And I watch people. And in that act of watching people, you notice that all these people have tattoos. I think it's probably overtaking piercings. You know, people used to get the odd piercings. They'd get them through their nose and weird ones through their ears and all over the place, in their lips. Now, you see a little bit of that nowadays, but certainly I think tattoos have overtaken that to a great degree. I would like to know what population, what percentage of the American population has a tattoo now. And I want, is it like this in other countries? Are people just covered in them in other countries as well? I don't know. I don't know what the psychological makeup is that drives somebody to get a tattoo. If anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. And again, I'm not saying this is bad. I'm not saying it's bad at all. You do what you want in life. But I guess the number of people who have them is what is interesting to me. And I guess this is probably, again, brought on by people wearing less clothes as the weather gets warmer as we head into summer tomorrow. So if anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a ring, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Now, the second thing I wanted to talk about this morning was the Wheel of Fortune. Now, we talked a little bit about this last week, but there seems to be a little bit of new news on this as of this morning. Now, as we all learned last week, host of Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak, is going to be hanging it up after 41 years next fall. Now, not this fall. He's got a whole nother year to go, so we've got the Pat Sajak farewell tour. But he'll be leaving in the fall of 2024. Now, I'm starting to read that there are people lining up for this job. Now, one of the people is Sherry Shepherd. She used to be on The View, and I believe she's got her own talk show now. And here's a name, and this is the one I said, I don't want this man hosting The Family Feud, because he's just everywhere, and we really don't need to see any more of him. And that's Ryan Seacrest. Now, do you really want to see Ryan Seacrest hosting Wheel of Fortune? I don't need to see Ryan Seacrest hosting Wheel of Fortune. He wants every job, I think, in Hollywood. You know, he hosted that morning show, live with Regis and... no, Regis is gone, right? Live with Kelly and Ryan. He left that, and now somebody else hosts that thing. I think her husband, which is kind of strange in a way. But he's off of that, but he was on that for a long time. He hosts The American Idol. Now, I don't know if that's still on or not. He hosts his own little radio show. And he just pops up everywhere. And I think we just don't need him hosting Wheel of Fortune. Leave one job in Hollywood to somebody else. Now, Sherry Shepherd, she's okay. But I don't know if people really want to tune in and see her every night. She's got her own television talk show. You know, that's a lot of work already. Why beef up the plate? So, as I said last week, I'm offering my services to the Wheel of Fortune people. I'll come in and I'll host the Wheel of Fortune 5 days a week, half hour a night. And I will bring them something different. We'll change the show up. I said I'll bring Mary Ellen Withrow in there. She'll sign the checks at the end of the show with the Guinness Book of World Records signature. And we will get a new letter turner. Now, I'm still not sure who the new letter turner will be. They have to know the alphabet. And they have to be able to punch the button. I don't even think they turn the letters anymore. I think Vanna White just goes through and punches the letters. And they have to be able not to talk, because I don't think Vanna talks during the show. So that's my contention. It's still my offer. Other people are popping up. Sherry Shepherd, Ryan Seacrest. But this is what I think should happen. I think I should be hosting Wheel of Fortune. And I know there was some sadness that maybe to host the Wheel of Fortune that I would have to leave this show. And I don't really know that I would, because I can take this show on the road, and Wheel of Fortune's on at night. I think they tape it in the afternoon. So I could still do this in the morning and then host the Wheel of Fortune at night. So it would work out well for everybody. So that's my opinion. Now, does anybody have anything they would like to see on the Wheel of Fortune? Do you think Sherry Shepherd would make a good host? Do you think Ryan Seacrest would make a good host? Do you think that really this is a shoe-in for me to host the Wheel of Fortune if I bring Mary Ellen and possibly some letter puncher? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how we doing this morning?
Ah, good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I just got a quick tattoo story. You were talking about tattoos.
Yes, go ahead.
My grandpa, this was a long time ago, back in like the 40s or 50s, he was dating a girl in high school named Lucy, and he got a tattoo on his arm, said, "I love Lucy," like the show.
Right.
And then he ended up marrying my grandma, which was a barb his whole life, and she had to look at that.
Yeah, and, you know, see, isn't that the problem in general?
Yep. I thought that was I was listening to you talk about it, and I was like, oh, man, I remember he's long gone now, but, yeah, he had one of them homemade tattoos, too, because that was his high school sweetheart, and then Barb had to look at it her whole life.
You know, that's a good story. What percentage of people do you think have tattoos now?
Oh, I would say probably 80% of 18 and older.
Yeah, I can't imagine there are a few people who have, are a large amount of people who don't have tattoos now. I think, I'm shocked, honestly. When it gets warmer and people wear less clothes, I'm shocked at all the people who I see who have tattoos.
Especially like 18 to, you know, 50, 60.
Yeah, and what's it going to look like when they get to be 80?
Well, I have one that I got, you know, 25 years ago, and it looks horrible.
Yeah, see, and that's
I wish I didn't have it.
See, and that's what I worry about with these people. I think they think it's a good idea at the time. But, I mean, some people have their whole arms covered. I'm starting to see them on people's thighs. You know, this is, I don't know that this is a good idea.
I don't think it is, but, you know, to each their own. But, yeah, I kind of agree with it. Like I said, I have one that I wish it wasn't there. It doesn't look the same as it did, you know, 26 years ago or whatever. But, oh, and 10:58 tomorrow is when I Googled summer solstice. It said 10:58 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, a.m. in the morning. Okay. Summer will come right after this show is off tomorrow.
There you go, Scott. You have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Our friend Ryan with a tattoo story. Now, right there, isn't that the disaster that happens with tattoos?
his grandfather was in love with a woman. You know, we all love different people in our lives, I guess. A woman named Lucy gets a tattoo that says, "I love Lucy." Obviously, very popular show at the time. And then he marries his grandmother, who obviously the relationship worked out better with. And the grandmother's name is Barb. So Barb, for the rest of her life, Grandma Barb, has to look at an "I love Lucy" tattoo on the husband's arm. Now, it's also interesting, Ryan, who's not an older guy at all, by any stretch of the imagination, got a tattoo 25 years ago, and now he regrets it. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, it used to be that people had a hard time, you know, getting employed, you know, with tattoos or piercings or something.
Oh, God, we wouldn't have any employees now if that were the rule.
Yeah, I mean, you see them all over now.
Well, I mean, isn't Ryan's story pretty much the problem? You think you're in love, you get an "I Love Lucy" tattoo, and then you marry a woman named Barb, and she's got to look at that all her life.
Oh, that happens to so many people. It's ridiculous.
What do you think it is psychologically that causes people to get those tattoos?
They want to keep up with the Joneses, per se. You know, they bow to that peer pressure, you know. A lot of people they admire, you know, may have tattoos, you know. To me, I just don't see it, you know.
Well, what's confusing to me is, and also like Ryan said there, and I appreciate his honesty this morning, he said he got a tattoo 25 years ago, and now he wishes he had not done that.
Right.
And I think that will happen for a lot of people. And I think, you know, you can't tell them that at the time, because they think they know it all. But I really think that, you know what, if you want one and you like it, good for you. But
well, he said he wished he didn't have it because it's not looking good.
Not looking, and I think people don't realize that as you get older, your body changes.
Oh, yeah, your skin, you know, changes, you know, you get wrinkles, you know.
Yeah, it's not always going to look that way.
A couple years ago, but there's this dude in there, and his whole face was covered with tattoos.
Right, and I also think people don't understand that when you work in the public, that we have to look at you, and sometimes it's a little unnerving to see somebody covered in tattoos.
Oh yeah, I don't want to sit there and look at that dude. You know, he makes me sick. I feel, you know, sorry for him because he may have some complex that he thinks nobody, you know, sees him, so he wants to stand out. I don't know.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that women have gotten into this. Now, tattoos, there was a time when that was a man thing, and it was kind of interesting. Now, the only place a woman would get a tattoo, she might get one on her ankle, she might get one on her foot, but it was very unnoticeable. Now, women's arms are covered, women's shoulders are covered, their thighs, you know, and you can't help but see this. See, here's the problem that I don't like. You know, I work in the public, and as I say, as it gets warmer, people wear less clothes, so you start to see these things. Now, are you supposed to look at the woman's thigh because she has a tattoo? I mean, clearly, it's there for all to see, but are you supposed to be looking at women's thighs?
Well, as soon as you look at her thighs, she's going to have a complex and, you know, thinking you're oogling her and, you know, bitch out for it or something.
Right, and that's the problem. I'm not sure if you're supposed to look or you're not supposed to look.
Well, to me, if you're wearing skimpy clothes, you don't have the right to pick and choose who looks at you.
Well, and I'll tell you, there are cases.
If somebody looks at you, I mean, you just have to put up with it. If you don't want to put clothes on, you know what I'm saying?
Well, here's the thing about it, and I'll tell you this. Looking at some of these people, you don't want to look at them. Now, I'm not, you know, everybody's got a different body type, but as you get older, as we have discussed, things don't necessarily look like they once did. And apparently people use different mirrors at home than they, I don't know, than maybe I would be looking at. And here's the thing. I believe, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, I do believe that all people who get complexes or get tattoos have some kind of a complex. Now, I'm not saying it's a bad complex. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying there's something that's driving them to do that. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's to look good, kind of like plastic surgery. Maybe it's, I don't know what the psychological workup is on tattoos. But when 80%...
When they get older, they're going to need plastic surgery to make them look good and get rid of their tattoo.
Well, did you hear the story we did? I think we did it last Friday night. And I thought it was an interesting story that Gen Z, you know, the new generation, Gen Z... all of a sudden is being more honest about plastic surgery than people have in the past. And I thought, Matt and Sean, I don't think found that to be an interesting story, but I thought that was an interesting story because when people used to get plastic surgery, you didn't want people to know. You wanted people to think that you just look young, but apparently the new generation now is telling everybody because it's such a common thing.
Well, they can brag about it, too. That's something, you know, they might be doing is bragging about it, too.
Well, do you think people, and again, Phyllis Diller was a good friend of mine. I loved her dearly, but she was really one.
She had it.
Oh, absolutely. She was one of the first women who ever, as a celebrity, got plastic surgery back in the 60s or 70s. She got it multiple times. She was very happy about it. She talked about it a lot. And so I'm not downing plastic surgery, but it is interesting to me that there are two people, and people will probably remember who this is, but I'm not going to say it. That way I won't get in trouble. Two girls who are in their 40s who came to the studio one day, and I'll never forget this because I never would have guessed it. And I'm talking to them, and their face was kind of hurting. It was kind of puffy and sore. And I said, well, what's that?
Frickin' Freck,
yeah. And I said to them, I said, well, what's going on there? And they said, Botox. And I thought, are you kidding me? Botox? I just, but again, they were open about it. Now, they're not Gen Z. They're too old to be Gen Z, but they're younger than certainly a Phyllis Diller would have been or a Joan Rivers. But it's fascinating to me that they would get Botox, because honest to goodness, I couldn't tell a bit of difference.
Yeah, and, you know, and they're willing to say they did, you know.
And they're willing to say they did. Most people would have hidden that years ago.
Well, it's like, you know, years ago, you know, girls didn't, you know, have a child, you know, that they kept that secret, you know, and nowadays, you know, it don't matter.
Well, it's interesting because now I can say it. Abby is out there listening. She just sent me a message. They don't care if I say their name. So it was Abby and Michelle who came. Well, see how discreet I was even trying to be about the plastic surgery thing. I didn't want to, because I think Botox is considered plastic surgery, is it not?
I think so.
So I think so, too. And I did not want to out them because, again, that used to be a hidden thing. But I'm shocked now that everybody's so open about this, and Abby and Michelle, who are, listen, they're very nice-looking girls. They keep up. You know, they're good. But I could not tell any difference with their Botox. It didn't, I didn't get it. And they probably paid very good money for that. I don't think Botox is cheap, but certainly not on the insurance plan.
Well, sometimes, you know, they think they look better. It's like a lot of doctors, you know, if somebody's complaining about something, you give them a sugar pill and, you know, it's cured them.
You're right. I think you might be right. I think when they looked in the mirror, it's maybe what they saw.
But since Abby's listening, you know, it'd be nice if Abby and Michelle would come back. I really enjoyed, you know, when they was on the radio, so...
I've tried to invite them back. I think they're just a little... Maybe this Friday. Who knows? We tried to get them last...
Been in there real times by herself. But Michelle just doesn't, hasn't been in for a long time.
I know. I said this to Michelle last week. I had a conversation with her. I said, Michelle, you got to come back.
That might be because we was trying to get a Scott Spears burger, which don't sound like it's going to happen, does it?
No, you know, but it really should. Because honest to God, people want the Scott Spears burger down at Stewart's. But, you know, this is interesting. Abby, apparently, she's, I don't know if she looked this up or she just knows this, but apparently they're Xennials? Is that what it is? Xennials?
What is it?
Xennials, I think, is what she's written here.
Oh.
Yeah, Xennials. And she just... Now, wait a second. I did not say that Abby was good-looking, did I? Now she's written... I don't think I said that. I think what I said was they look fine. Now, there's a difference there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying they look good.
She's telling you for saying she's good-looking.
Well, she said, ha-ha, you said I was good-looking. I think I said she looked good. You know, she looked okay. I think that's what I said. You know, they didn't need the Botox. There's some people who need the Botox. Oh, by the way, Mary's out there listening, too. Mary's sending us a message saying Botox is an ejection, not cutting. Well, does it have to be cutting to be plastic surgery? I don't know.
I don't think it has to be cutting.
No, I don't think it has to be cutting either, because Botox does change your appearance. Wonder what Botox costs. Maybe I need to go in for the Botox, you know, and I'll talk about it on the air.
Well, you might wait until you're a little bit older for that.
But I'm not getting a tattoo. Because honest to God, I know people are going to get angry because I know 80% of people got them. But I think there's, again, not something bad psychological. Just, it was millennial. She just spelled it wrong. She's a millennial. Well, there you go.
You could get a tattoo stating that you're available for the...
Pat Sajak. Yeah, available for Wheel of Fortune. And again, I'm not saying tattoos are... I'm not saying deranged when I say psychologically, I guess is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is there's just something... everybody's spelling things wrong this morning. Mary did not mean ejection. She meant injection. And Abby did not mean Xennial. She meant millennial. Now, listen, folks, if you're going to send me messages, I got to have the proper spelling. I don't know what's going on here.
You can't do this two or three times, can you?
No, I can't. But here's the thing. I'm not saying it's psychologically bad, but I think the tattoos... Like, I know somebody who has, and I only know this because she told me, I know somebody who's got a tattoo, I guess, I think it's on their stomach, so I would never see it, and public would never see it, so I guess I don't understand that. Why is that there? I mean, what did it signify? What did it do?
Prisoners or sailors?
Prisoners, yeah, well.
Was the ones that got tattoos.
Yeah, well, it could be, right, prisoners and sailors, and it was mostly men. And if the women got them, they got them on their ankle.
Yeah.
Where nobody could see them. But there's something psychological about that. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is, but when 80% of the public all of a sudden has tattoos, there's something going on there. Now, I'll get the Botox because that'll wear off, but I'm not getting a tattoo. Matter of fact, the other day, I hate to say this, a girl who I know said, you need to get a tattoo, because she's got tattoos. And it just ain't happening. I'm not doing that. I wouldn't even know what to get. I wouldn't know where to put it. And frankly, I know the minute it was done, I'd be, like, traumatized. I would hate the idea of it.
Well, plus, I guess it hurts a little bit, too.
Well, I mean, I'll take the pain of it if I really wanted it, but I just don't want it. I don't have anything that I need to, you know, chalk into my skin for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I'm with you on the tattoo thing.
Well, and also, you know, and God bless people. Again, I'm not judging here this morning, but, you know, they put the dead animals on themselves, and they put the dead people on themselves, and I'm not sure what that signifies. It's just a remembrance, I guess?
Yeah, that seems weird to me. That's weird.
I mean, I listen, I'm not trying to judge here, but that's all I'm saying, is that, you know, that's the way it is. And just for the record, I did not say anybody was good looking. I said they looked okay, and that's why I did not. Well, hopefully we get him in here. We're going to get him in this way, but there was a busy thing going on. Maybe we'll get him in Friday with Matt and see what's going on Friday morning and catch up with him, especially Michelle.
You talked about it Friday. Who are you talking about?
Yeah. They were both going to. It wasn't their fault. You know, Abby was, I think, busy at work, and Michelle got busy at work as well. It's during the work day, and I understand that. But we'll have to iron this out because I think it would be interesting. And I would also like to get their perspective firsthand on this whole Botox nonsense, because I think that's an interesting story that now...
Well, maybe they can call in and tell us what they think about tattoos. And
well, you know, exactly work. Now, here's something interesting. I believe they both have tattoos, but I believe that they are very discreet tattoos. Like, Michelle's, I believe, is on her wrist. She showed it to me last time I saw her. And I think it does have something to do with her father. So, you know, it's very small. It's, you know, not, but I don't know if she has them anywhere else. Now, Abby, I'm pretty sure she does have tattoos, but I can't remember what they are. But it's okay. I mean, I don't think that's a big issue. Although I think there is something psychological about it.
Yeah, but when you get them placed so you can't cover them up, or that's the first thing you see when you look at the person. Yeah, that's starting to go to the extremes myself, you know.
Oh, here we go. She's giving us the information. She's at work this morning, so she's typing it to us. She has a tattoo on her ribs. Now, see, I don't understand that, because who's looking at her ribs? So do you get a tattoo so people will see it?
Well, I don't want nobody to see it anyhow. I just don't understand the tattoo thing, so I don't know why they're getting them, but...
Well, does it remind you? I don't know. There's something going on there. I just, and again, I'm not singling out anybody, because I understand 80% of the population has them now. But there is just something. Why? I mean, it's whatever it symbolizes. And again, I'm sure it does symbolize something. What is it? Something you're going to forget? I guess I'm just. I don't know. And when you go to the beach, isn't people going to see it? I don't know. It's an odd thing. And I'm telling you, as time goes on, as Ryan said when he called in. He's got a tattoo 25 years ago, and now he regrets it. So there you go.
Right, a lot of them probably going to regret it, too.
I think they will, but what can you do? That's show business, I guess.
Well, hopefully other people call in.
Yeah, well, hey, thanks. Thanks for calling.
Yep, see you, Scott.
See ya. All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I'll tell you, apparently it's the morning of misspelled words. This is funny. Mary sent me a message that says Botox is an ejection. It was injection. We'll just clear that up. And Abby said she was a Xennial, which was actually millennial. You know, it's like I'm reading a teleprompter here in the morning, and the teleprompter has gone wacky here this morning. 57 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any ideas on tattoos or plastic surgery? Why do people get them? Is it psychological? What's the whole reason behind it? We've got about 2 minutes left in this hour. 740-751-4038. All I know is when you go to the store, because it's summer and people are wearing less clothes, you see it all hanging out there. And just like Ryan called in earlier, you do not want to get somebody's name tattooed on your body, because it might not be somebody who's going to be there forever, even though you think it's going to. You know, his grandfather, as he said, got an I Love Lucy tattoo on his arm,
And Lucy apparently was the high school crush, but he ended up marrying a woman named Barb. That was Ryan's grandmother. And look, you know, Barb had to look at that for the rest of her life. I think it was just last week this girl said to me, you need to get a tattoo. Now, is that more for her? It has to be, because we weren't talking about tattoos. So why does she care if I have one? Now, that's a whole nother subject. Is it some kind of, preference? Well, I like a guy with a tattoo. I like a girl with a tattoo. Is that what that's all about? Not so, hey, go get all tattooed up so I like you. See, this is wrong. This is not the way society's supposed to run. See, and I thought the well was going to be dry this morning. Hey, we filled up this first hour just fine. Well, we've got lots more to talk about next hour. Don't you dare switch that dial. You're tuned in to WGH Talk, and we're having a great time.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright,
if Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?
I'm concerned about that. I have said that if he gets elected, it is a danger to the United States. The truth is, in many ways, just the kinds of things that he's saying during the campaign is a danger to the United States. The United States, for our national interest and the safety of our citizens, does have to be involved with other countries, needs to be